Utah has the nation's highest rate of autism, with one out of every 47 children in the state diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder.
In Medicaid, a lot of times when we're treating populations with a disability, especially children, recognize that treating a disability can overwhelm a family financially.
Michael Hales, the state's Medicaid director, says the Utah Department of Health's new Medicaid Autism Pilot Program will provide services to 250 children with autism spectrum disorders over the next 2 years, and says unlike traditional Medicaid, a parent's income will not be considered in determining a child's eligibility for the program.
The standard in the state of Utah has been to disregard parental income as we qualify children with a disability for Medicaid, and so this is consistent with how we've been operating all of our previous programs with a physical disability or an intellectual disability, and so the autism program is using those same standards.
Children between the ages of 2 and 6 years old are eligible. Hale says treatment done early in life typically results in better performance in school as well as an enhanced quality of life. He says that philosophy aligns with other programs offered through the Department of Health.
As soon as you are able to start training them and developing their ability to respond, then that just leaves, in terms of their personal development, the ability to recover lost stages of their lives that they otherwise might go 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years without really getting much treatment.
The 2-year pilot project is expected to cost the state $4.5 million, with an additional $10.5 million from the federal government. Mirela Peterson, president of the Utah Autism Coalition, says while she's excited about the children who will receive treatment from this program, she's concerned with its age restrictions.
The research shows that children can and do progress through treatment beyond age 5. The other concern with that age cap is that the average age of diagnosis is 5 years of age. So we're automatically excluding at least half the population of children with autism because they're diagnosed later.
She says the age restrictions also discriminate against children of minorities and impoverished children who are often diagnosed after the age of 8. State Representative Rhonda Rudd Menlove sponsored the legislation that created the program. She says the pilot project will help lawmakers and health officials better understand the impact of these kinds of services on ASD children and their families and help change future policies.
What I hope we'll find is that the services are effective and that we're positively impacting the lives of the children and their families, and that will be a baseline for us to look at future services as well as other providers who might be providing services that will have knowledge and information that we don't have now.
Preliminary results of the program will be presented to the legislature next year to determine whether to expand it. To enroll in the program, applications must be received by October 31st. I'm Charlotte Duran, KCPW News.